Hi, this is June 27th, 10 to 10,000. It's our last call that we've scheduled, and I'm sad and I'm excited at the same time because as with everything, you know, every good thing and every bad thing always comes to an end, and there are natural beginnings and natural endings. And so this one is the last call here, and I wanted to mark it with a few things. Like I wanted to be able to integrate a little bit of ritual into it and make it something that feels really good for all of us. So what I was discussing this with Deborah yesterday, who's a real master of ritual and incorporating different practices like that into her class. And what we talked about and what I will do is we're gonna open with a clearing, and Deborah will sound, and then we'll have a sounding right at the end, which just to send everybody off on, you know, so that will be great. And so I'm going to begin with that, and then we'll talk about how the rest of it is structured, but I think it would be great to start. So Deborah, are you, oh no, I'm going to start by doing the EFT, and actually I'm going to get a little bit of feedback here. So what are some of people's fears, you know, and what comes up when something's ending? I know stuff comes up for me. I never want it to end. Well, unless, of course, it's bad. But, but I mean, usually I just want to keep relating to the same people and, you know, and especially when I've met such a great group like you guys, I don't want to stop. But on the other hand, there's new things calling and new forms. And so I guess I'm going to put my fear is that, well, I won't be able to connect with you again like now. And, of course, that's not a truth because I know I'm going to be connecting with a lot of you in probably deeper ways, but that's my fear. So would other people like to come in with their fears or their things that get triggered when they're ending something?
Well, this is Evelyn, and
okay,
I think
yes.
I think that loss of momentum also plays into that, not being able to contact people again in the same way. So
right.
I fear that I might lose my momentum.
Mm.
Right. Okay, great. That's a good one.
I think I have the same one.
Yes.
Evelyn. Oh. Yeah.
And, okay, and anything else that's coming up? I'll get a couple more suggestions and then I'll just go and do whatever, and whatever's in the air will come up anyway, at least the stuff that I can sense.
Hi. What did somebody else say?
Loss of momentum.
Loss of momentum.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And anything
for me,
else?
It's a sense of loss, mm-hmm. even if it isn't.
Yeah.
It's like even though it's, you know, we've said we were going to do it for 10 days and we stretched it out and whatever, but it still feels like a loss.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
A loss of something undefined. Obviously,
yeah.
If I make the effort, I can be in touch with anybody and or, but it just, yeah, it feels a little lossy. Did you want to say anything?
Right. And it's the loss
Leandra's,
of the structure. Yeah.
Yeah. Leandra says
and
she's
a way
good.
To come together. Sorry, I didn't mean
yeah.
to interrupt you there, but continue,
no.
Brent. Okay. And anything, Leandra, has she, is she there? Does she want to, Leandra?
Here you
okay.
go.
If she would like to.
Good morning.
I don't know if you're sharing the phone or whether you've got separate
Yeah,
ones.
We're sharing the phone.
Okay, so I was just making sure that you had a little voice in this. Did you hear about the ending part? I mean,
do
you
I'm
feel
right
is triggered by all that?
Well, okay. The thing is that in my lifetime, I've been through many, many endings because I'm a teacher, so at the end of every year, I would have my precious class of treasures leave me, and it was difficult because I taught them for 3 years in a stretch. I was the school French teacher, so I really watched them develop and grow, and I remember really having to have a good cry about it every time the grade sixes fled. And so I've begun to understand that, I very rarely ever saw those students again. When I was teaching high school, definitely, they're all, they're going to come back, but they don't. And so I've come to understand that the saying goodbye in a way that is not final, but that, almost I'll see you in my dreams, it really helps. So to me, it's like I've really, really treasured this time, and it doesn't feel like an ending. It feels like we're all launching, and that's really exciting.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So anybody else, or we'll just go into it? Phyllis, if you had anything, you're welcome to add.
No, I mean, I think that I'm going to miss it. I think it's a part of my week that I look forward to all the time. And when we were meeting every day, it really was great support. So, it's sad that way.
Thank
and
you.
I've met great people, and I think we'll be in touch and, So.
Yeah. Wonderful. So, okay, so I'm going to do an EFT thing around it, and we'll see what happens. So, even though sometimes I find it hard dealing with endings, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel sometimes it's hard to deal with endings, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel it's hard to deal with endings, I deeply love and accept myself. I don't know what's going to happen. It won't be so easy to connect. I might lose momentum. What if I can't do what I've set out to do? What if I can't fulfill all these visions? What if I can't make it? What if I can't make it on my own? What if I'm being abandoned? What if it feels like all those old partings that never came, where there never was any reconnecting? What if we never reconnect? What if this precious thing is just one more stone, one more precious thing along my road, but I won't meet some of you guys again? What if that happens? Okay. What if you're always in my heart? What if you're always in my heart? What if you're always in my heart and we're always connected? What if everybody is always connected? And now, because we've spent this time together, we're connected even more strongly. And that whatever happens, it's all right. What if whatever happens is all right? What if I could always accept the beginnings and endings? What if I was always comfortable with what was born and what dies? Because we all are born and we all die. And all good things come to an end, as do bad things. And everything has its cycle, its rhythm, its time. And what if we do meet again? And what if we do meet again all the time? Maybe that's a possibility. Who knows? Who knows what will happen? who knows what will happen? Who knows what will happen with the world? But we always can connect with love. We always can connect with love. We can always connect with love. Okay. So I'm going to... just welcome to Katrina, and then we're going to... I think what we'll do now... I'm not going to stop for comments. I'm just going to go straight into sounding with Deborah, if that's okay, and doing the healing codes. Deborah, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
Cleared my frog out of my throat.
Okay, yes. Right. So we're going to... let me see. Gosh, I don't know. Well, thinking of a positive intention, you know, we're just clearing any residual stuff around leavings and partings and any of the fears around the loss of momentum. So, I'm just going to... I'm feeling just like I am at peace with the ebb and flow. And if people have personal ones that they want to do, they can do. But you can start with that. Okay. So, I pray request that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, and destructive cellular memories and all resulting physical issues related to loss, to loss of momentum, to loss of the group, loss of abandonment, all the things that come up when things end for me, that all these issues be found, opened, and healed, filling me with the love, life, and light of the creative force. I also ask that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. And, okay, so we're going to go in between the eyebrows. And, oh, yeah, Deborah, you can sound. I'll just be saying the positions, and as you feel the urge to sound, you can sound. And I'll just do whatever comes.
Oh,
of the temple? Just imagining that we kind of just holding a hand out to each other in a circle. All right. Thank you, Deborah, so much. That was so beautiful.
You're welcome. Thank you, Katie. Thank you for, I mean, you're doing the healing codes, which are really powerful. So thank you for that. Yeah.
Thank you. And, oh, I'm blissed out. Gee, my left brain's gone. I'll try and be coherent. Luckily, I think I'll just look at my notes for what we. Yes. Okay. So, what I would like to do is just talk for a few minutes, and then I'm going to ask. Each member of the group to talk for a few minutes, and I will give some guidelines around that. I'm just going to give myself a moment more with that energy and with you, for you with that energy. So we've had a very intense 10 days, and then somewhat more relaxed for some of us, some of it very intense month afterwards. And what this whole 10,000 thing about is not just kind of transforming your business through getting more cash in quick, but really transforming yourself. Because often the reasons that keep us back are reasons of lack of self-confidence, and different issues that come up, but also not knowing the structures, and this is what we explored a lot. The structures are the way to get paid for our services that can really recompense us sufficiently so that when we want to do the lower lower end things, that we're not scrambling for rent and for food, and that we're really taking care of ourselves. As Deborah says, you know, we're practicing radical self-nourishment. So on all levels. And that, and for a lot of us, the financial level is sometimes the last level that we really learn, because we've been told that that there's some division between our creativity and our money and our money and our spirituality and all those different things, or our money and our passions. And with this challenge, it has been not just to make $10,000 from anything, but to tie it, not necessarily for it to be just, you know, totally, totally linked to your passions, but that in some ways that it represents those and uses some of those talents. And we've seen a huge amount of different alternatives come up that way. And also, like I've been talking with most of you in the last few days and finding out what the experience has been for you, what the challenges have been, and what the learnings have been. And, you know, I think for quite a few of you, it's been very transformational. It hasn't maybe always reflected on the money level yet, but it's certainly there, and it's beginning to happen. And one thing that I noticed during this thing is that there's whenever you're doing a change, there's the old self and the new self, or the old patterns and the new patterns. And sometimes it takes some time to, of course, to clear the old patterns. You sort of see a new way, but there's a lot of old habits, old things getting in the way. And I think one of the things that took the time for people was actually suddenly, you know, business rushes in, but then maybe you don't have the time to even deal with some of the new opportunities just because you're structured to work with all the old stuff. And so I think that's been kind of interesting how that played out. And it really makes me, from talking with you, I'm going to definitely run this program again, but I'm going to structure it. I think a lot of things will stay the same, but there will be structural changes so that it allows people to really integrate the new, and that there's some support for a longer time and in a very organized way beforehand, and that some of the, you know, the guidelines and the of what happens, and you know, even the payment options and all that will be slightly changed just to make it really work for everybody here. So for myself, it's been a fantastic learning. I've just enjoyed being with you people so much. And, you know, it's stretching me, and I'm teaching me to do to do things that probably are sometimes hard for me, and also teaching me to be in my, you know, as all of you, you know, in my own capacity and brilliance and all that. So there's been both of those things that have really been called on. And those are some things that are coming up. For the moment, it doesn't feel like, you know, I'm not structuring anything more for this group or trying to do that. It feels like it's, as I said, it's closing, ending. And at the same time, I'm going to be bringing in, you know, different programs of my own, and I'm going to be launching the Collective Abundance, Creative Abundance Club next week, and I do clearings every week with that, and that some of you may want to, you know, may want to join me in that. And then some of you may want to join me in private coaching or some other programs as I launch them. So what I am going to do now is just, and I just wanted to say something. Is one of the most wonderful parts of this is to see the partnerships that have been developing and the connections, and I think things that are really going to make a huge difference for all of you. And I know, well, I mean, I've done a lot of tens of thousands of dollars of business training. And One thing they're always talking about is partnering and JV and all that stuff. And, you know, everybody's going after the biggies, you know, the big people. And, you know, certainly it helps if you get if you have a webinar with somebody who has a list of 10,000. But I see a lot of people kind of stopping themselves, wanting just to, you know, get those big breaks. And in many ways, I think what our group showed us is that we've probably got within our groups people you can collaborate with in building your business who are going to be immensely valuable to you, even though they may not have the huge lists or, you know, all that kind of thing. So, but who have these fantastic capacities and also just these heart-based, are really heart-based and whose services you know, you're beginning to know from, you know, very closely. And so, and you want other people to be able to really profit from these other people's, you know, the things that they offer. I certainly feel that about all of you, that I, you know, that you've got tremendous gifts. And I certainly will, when I see people who need you, what you're offering, definitely recommend you. And just the main thing that I wanted to say was that I find for every client that I've ever had, I don't sort of, whether I speak to them again, they're always in my heart. And with some of the people who I work with more, they're, I'm always thinking of you in different ways, you know, whether I'm washing the dishes or going around and doing my regular household stuff, then somebody comes across. And so, and I think of somebody, and then, you know, maybe once in a while I email people who I haven't seen for a long time because something comes up. So just so that you know that even if we don't sort of talk for a while or whatever, that you're always there. So what I'm going to ask now is that I'm going to give about, we're going to end the call with a sounding, and I have been told that I, one of the things that I'm not so great at, but I'm working on and I will definitely change, is just keeping within the structure of an hour. So for this, it's not like you need to share your whole journey, because I think people have shared that, you know, at different times. But maybe just say one thing that you really got, that you really would like to say to the group about the experience. And there, you can share on Facebook. That would be great. More stuff. And something about future possibilities that you would like the group to know. Okay? So that may be for you, or that may be something, you know, something you see for the group. So I'm just going to leave it there and not take up all the time. So is there anybody who would like to start?
Good morning again.
Oh, good. I was sort of thinking, oh, Brent is so good at being the first one here. Great. Thank you, Brent. You saved the day.
Well,
every
I won
time.
The VIP day, so I always have to remind.
Mm. Hey, Brent, we're not hearing you anymore. Oh.
Hello? Oh, good.
Hello? Yes?
Hi.
Hi, Brent.
Leander killed
okay.
the call there for a second.
Okay.
As I won the VIP day, I have to rub it in. I thought if I started first, I could rub it in again, but no, just
yeah.
kidding. what I learned was having cheerleaders that I've never even met particularly was very, very, very encouraging, because it caused me to focus on what has worked for me in the past and getting the clutter out of the way that I've put in the place so that I wouldn't be achieving at a high level. And second thing was that I've opened up new possibilities. Because I was challenged, I found very quickly, I'll say, that I'm finding out what people do and do not want in the market these days, and it's always changing. So it's like I'm modifying the route I used to go down to make life a little better and a little easier for us.
Yeah. Fantastic. Thank you. Yeah, and I think the thing about finding out what people want now and that the market is changing, I've never seen the market change so rapidly as it is right now. You see that, of course, on the Internet even faster.
Yeah.
And you see that with all the big level coaches who are so successful that they are changing very fast right now. They're changing niches, they're changing everything.
Yeah.
So who would like to go next? And thank you, Brent. You've been such an amazing group member.
I can go. It's Deborah.
Oh, good, Deborah.
Well, yeah, this has been such a very transformative experience for me, I've never done a group program before, like around my business. I've always just worked with one coach. And it was such a wonderful support. I loved it. And felt so held and supported. And it was such a great container, as I've been saying all along. So very appreciative of all of you and all of the support that I received. I just, thank you so much to everybody. And, I just feel like this program has kind of catapulted me. And, no, I didn't make that amount of money, but I kind of feel like I had a shift. I had a paradigm shift. And it is going to continue, is what I can feel. And I just feel there's some partnerships opening up. I just feel like there's just some, possible projects in the future with some people, and it just feels really exciting. I feel like it is, as Leandra said, a launching. It is really a launching of all of our things, and this has been this beautiful cocoon of, being able to, break down. We're all becoming butterflies. We've all been liquefied. we're kind of emerging out of the chrysalis, and it feels very exciting. And so thank you, everybody. And I guess future, I just think that the future possibilities are I think that there's some, like you were saying, Katie, and I think there's just potential partnerships all over the place with this group. And thank you for helping me to open up the, just like things I never thought I could do. Even just doing sound on here gave me the sense that, this is really something I can do online. So that's opened that possibility of doing some online work in the future. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you, Deborah. And I sure hope you do some more online because I'm in Toronto, but not that often. So, and it's been just such a gift. I know so many people have just said what a gift that's been to us, having you. And, the sounding you've done, which is really opens up things. And just your presence has been very, very, very solid, very there. You've really carried through. It's been amazing. So thank you, Katie.
Thank you, Katie.
who next?
Well, this is Evelyn. I can go next.
Sure, I'd love to hear you.
I am always a person who's driven by purpose. I need to know why I'm doing something and where I'm going to end up. And the best trips that I've ever taken, the best experiences that I've ever had, and now the best marriage that I've ever had, all say that if I let go of that and I just let things develop as they do, that it turns out better in the end and I enjoy it more.
Mm.
And so when I started with this group, I let go of the idea that I had to know where I was going, even though there was a goal of making $10,000 in 10 days. I let go of that goal and just allowed the experience to happen and the relationship to develop and the learning to happen, and it's been just wonderful for me.
Mm.
So
yeah.
That's all.
And the possibilities for the future, maybe.
Oh, yes. Definitely possibilities for the future. Phyllis has already been in contact with me, and we're working hard behind the scenes. So that is definitely going to happen.
Fantastic.
Woo-hoo.
And I just want to make sure that I'm not sure if you offer a recording of this, Evelyn, but I really would love you to offer the recording on the case studies, just because at some point, just the hero seeing, I just think the way you express the hero's journey as, you know, people in coaching or in programs or whatever they're doing, I thought that was really helpful. And if anybody's ever writing case studies, definitely go to Evelyn and ask her, because I think she's got a really lovely method there. And thank you so much for your participation. It's just
and
beautiful.
I will post the link in the Facebook group so that folks can go listen to it whenever they want to.
Fantastic. And you have a very gentle, sweet presence all the time. That's amazing. So thank you. Who would like to go next?
Well, this is Phyllis. I'll follow up.
Hi, Phyllis.
And
yay.
Give more of the secret that Evelyn just alluded to.
Oh, yes.
I'll tell you what we're working on, because I'm really excited about it. We're creating a referral program for people, like an affiliate program, but a way of systematizing getting referrals and being able to reward people for referring to you.
Yeah.
And it's, I started doing it with my programs, but I realized, that every time I started talking about it, I had to explain what it is, and I think it's a really great way of us building community, because we all know people and want to refer to people we know and trust, and this just is a systematic way of doing it. And it also addresses what Katie just said about where, the sense of JVing is that you have to do it with somebody big. And the thing with a referral program is, if you send two people to someone, they benefit and you benefit. It doesn't require having a big list. So I'm really excited about doing this.
Wonderful. And Phyllis, did you want to say anything more just about the program as such? Anything else about the experience?
What do you mean, say something about the program as such?
No, about what the 10 days to 10,000.
Oh, okay. So this obviously came out of it, which is good.
Yeah.
And I'm always, I think that what I appreciate is that it allows me to connect and intersect with people that I wouldn't otherwise meet and realize how many, what the possibilities are and what people are doing that I don't even think about as available.
Right.
So from that perspective, it was, it was and is extremely valuable. Sort of reminds me of some of the more intuitive parts of myself that I tend to just sort of run right over. So I
Thank
appreciate
you.
Those who stay more in touch with it than I do.
Yeah. And Phyllis, I think you've got a lot of other, other programs that are happening and will come out. Do you still have that thing happening this weekend?
I do.
Okay, so I think you should just tell people about it just for 1 minute, because
okay.
I think that's pretty important.
So I am doing like a what Katie would call a get-it-done day, a get-it-done weekend. I'm doing build a website in a weekend. I think I talked about it, but instead of doing it as what I had planned to as a full-price program for a few hundred dollars, I'm doing it this weekend for $79. And you start Saturday morning, and by Sunday night you have a website. And, you know, if anybody knows anyone who might be interested, please send them. I'll post the website in the Facebook group again, but it's buildawebsiteweekend.com. And I'm really excited about it because it's a way of taking an idea and getting it out there fast. So if there's something you want to test the market with, this is, I know for me, a way better way of doing it than just thinking it's a really good idea.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. And it's and those websites that she's showing, which is with Weebly, I believe, is just for people to know, that's the website I built on my own because I knew a little bit about it, but I think I'll probably be taking Phyllis's course, if not this weekend. I will definitely do it another time because there's always things to learn. But I used it to build my website for the, well, just the sales pages for this program. I also used it to do the art-a-thon, and I did that all on my own once I had, you know, I knew the basic structure of how to use Weebly. So if I tried to do that through other means, I would have been so reliant on other people and for just something I was experimenting with. So, anyway, I'm putting in a plug. And Phyllis, you're so brilliant, and it's so good to see you getting these programs done and out. And I really look forward to drawing on your talents and your abilities in the future because so much of what you know is so helpful for heart-based businesses, so really appreciate that.
Thank you.
Who else would like to, who next? I'm going to, there's Katrina. Can I call on you? Actually, I'm going to unmute you, I think, because I see you muted.
I was muted because I had to make a cup of coffee and I didn't want to have background noise.
Right. So, Katrina, can we hear from you for a moment?
The first thing that comes to mind is, Katie, you're just magnificent. And I really am so grateful that we've crossed paths and that I was able to be a part of this group because you pull in some pretty wonderful, very talented people. And I've had the experience of Evelyn's class and Phyllis's class and Leandra. And I mean, really, it was just precious to everyone is just so brilliant. And I feel like I have a long way to go. I think the thing that I got the most out of the class was definitely the support and the brainstorming to think in ways that are outside of my habitual way and small ways of thinking. And and I did get, at least as you know, the first copy of my proposal done, although I've completely lost momentum around it. So it was perfect that that's what you were working on today, around loss of momentum, because that was something that I'm definitely experiencing. Mm. And how to just keep myself on track and moving forward. But so that is a struggle, an eternal struggle for me. I just get, you know, I start and then I stop and then I start and then I stop. And but in the meantime, especially future possibilities, there's one of the things that I recognize that I'm actually really one of my strengths is I have such a big network of people, and I always refer people to other people. And I have, you know, these are definitely, nothing is guaranteed, and they could take a long time to develop. But there's some opportunities that I could make some money doing some referrals for people that might be actually not bad money. And so I'm kind of liking that idea because I do it so naturally, and I always feel like I should get paid for that. So that's one of the things that's opening up right now. And I'm still wanting to move forward on this proposal, and yet I don't know how. So, but anything you offer and continued support, I probably would love to know about. So,
right.
So I just want to say thank you, everyone. You're all magnificent.
And it's been so beautiful having you along, Katrina. I love you and the group. You know, I think new things have really come from you in terms of just, I think that the referrals thing and your ability to build networks and to build teams, I think is going to be called on. And actually it just occurred to me, the referral thing, and this is probably something where, you know, when Phyllis and Evelyn get their thing together around that, we'll all be using it, and, you know, hopefully maybe we can do a group call around that, or we just make sure that the whole group, as much as we possible, comes to whatever Phyllis and Evelyn do around this, because I think we, you know, finding structures that work well, you know, which don't have to be big JV things would be really excellent. And, Katrina, I would love to talk to you in the next few days if we can organize something because, so far I haven't had a chance to kind of really get your individual feedback. And then we can also discuss about continuing, you know, like ways that you can make sure that you keep the momentum. And, for people, I will be doing both. I'm with some people. I'm continuing doing individual coaching, and I will be, as I said, doing some programs which are group related. So there's, that's both. Those are available. So, Leandra, actually, I think I'm looking at the board. And Leandra, you get to, I think you get to come in last unless somebody else has appeared and I'm not seeing them. So anyway, Leandra, you go and then we'll see if there's anybody who hasn't gone or,
You bet. I've been thinking as I'm listening to everybody else and realizing that I think the greatest thing that you put together, Katie, was a forum that allowed us to meet each other, and I've just absolutely treasured hearing from Evelyn and Phyllis and Deborah, Sheila and Alex. All really gave some really helpful ideas and basically counseling. It was like having a meeting of masterminds. Mm-hmm. And the thing that I found was so lovely was that we learn best usually as teachers. So it was like listening to everybody learning, which I thought was just, to use my favorite word that Katrina just used, magnificent, to hear people begin to blossom right before our very ears. And it was, to me, the journey through those 10 days, to quote Evelyn, felt very heroic. I thought the last 3 days were very difficult, and I thought that was probably the best thing I got out of this, was that the going was fairly confusing for me because, you know, as you guys all know, I wasn't quite sure if I had a service or not, and it kind of exploded midweek, and by the 7 days, I was really getting tired, and I was like, and there's still 3 more days. Those 3 more days, knowing that it wasn't me alone, encouraged me to not do the stop because I'm tired thing. It really encouraged me to move forward, and I had about 2 weeks after that where I was really
struggling with catching up with all of the stuff that I had put on hold because of, you know, wanting to give all my time to these great new ideas. And again, having the Wednesday sessions seemed to be a propel forward. So, Katie, I also really appreciate you holding space for us to be able to reconnect, because there's been a lot of growing happening for all of us, and it's really nice not to have just been sent out the other end of the cattle chute into our own experiences and not really quite feeling support. And what I would love to say is that I'm also finding the collaboration that is beginning to start with Sheila and Alex and Katrina and Deborah are really exciting to me. I'm really looking forward to possibly having collaboration between all of us, because I think that referral process is a wonderful idea. And I also think that continuing to offer support to each other is a wonderful idea. And I would love to toss out this thought, because I keep seeing this, and it puts a big smile on my face. And it's us, in about a year from now, in a particular little place in Mexico where we can all be having a group meeting face-to-face with a few days visiting Katie in her home turf. And it just feels to me like that would be such a neat thing to shoot for, and encourage us to keep in touch so that we're keeping the momentum going where we're really looking forward to getting together in person and having a grand celebration.
Ooh. Would I ever love that? Would I ever love that? So
alumni party, let's do it.
Yes, yes. So I'll tell you, people who are in favor, you just say, and we'll over time we'll figure out how that will come. Mm-hmm. But that would be so cool. Beautiful. I would love that, because I'd love, you know, that would be amazing. So we'll talk more about that, Leandra. And Leandra, I just wanted to say you've been just like a rock here, in a good way. Like you just have been such a. Your wisdom and just everything that you have in terms of your talents has been so helpful for me and the group. And, your intuitive gifts. And I just see, I can just see you coming more and more out in terms of your gifts, but being valued for them, and being truly valued and recompensed. And I think that's going to, you know, with time, just I think there's going to be all sorts of different developments. But you are certainly, your ability to help guide businesses, and now, you know, like with real estate, through your intuitive senses and your dowsing, which, you know, I've, to all the group members, I go to Leandra often when I'm wanting to check something out, that I'm feeling a strong intuitive hit, but I want another, you know, another ear or another eye or whatever you call it in the world. And also, she has like a huge knowledge, I think, to teach other healers about how to use their energy and to protect their energy. And that's actually something I would love for her to... I know you've got enough projects right now, Leandra, but I would love you to take that more online and, so that members across, people across the world and, in particular our group would be able to... benefit from it, because you've got very special gifts and very special knowledge and knowledge of way to deal with the energy. I've been channeling a lot of energy lately, but I really haven't. I never thought of myself in the spiritual realm that much, and it's been great having you as a guide there. So,
Thank you, Katie. Can I ask a favor?
Of course.
Of our group. When you're saying this, I thank you so much. That really means a lot to me to hear you say that. But I know that everybody's noticed I haven't put anything on Facebook. And it's because I'm really struggling with the wording. And that's something that if there's anybody that would be willing maybe to spend a little bit of time with me, helping me to put it into, you know, I feel like I have a lot of gifts, but I also feel like as soon as I start trying to explain them, I'm doing too much explaining. I could really use some help with somebody putting it into just a nice 2-3 sentence or something. So if there's anybody who'd be willing to spend a little bit of time with me, I would so appreciate that. And that can be something we could talk about on Facebook. We don't have to do it right here.
Wonderful.
And also, Leandra, you've got some, because you were so busy, you didn't take advantage of all the time that you had going for you in this program. And I would love you to check that with other people, because I think the more input on that, the better. And I also can help you on that in, you know, some of our
time.
That'd
be awesome. Thanks, Katie.
Because I like doing that stuff for everybody but me. Whereas I go to other people because it's always hard to do it for yourself.
It's hard to do it for yourself. That's exactly right. So, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So, we're 10:01, so which isn't bad for me. Deborah says she's an accomplished person at doing things exactly on time, so I'm going to be learning from her about that.
when I do my group, yes.
Yeah, when she does her group, she's like a timekeeper, and she does it beautifully. That's a learning for me because I'm not so great at the timekeeping. But, however, we're 10:01, and what I'm going to do now is, what we're going to do now is we're going to allow, we're going to do sounding. And maybe, Deborah, you can explain the rest of how we sound all together. And that is going
to
be our closing. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, so as a way for us to close, we thought it would be good to do just like a little sonic ritual of just, you know, giving thanks, gratitude to, you know, to Katie, to this container, to each and every one of us here in the group, and also to sound for the, you know, propelling forward of our projects and the sounding for prosperity for each and every one of us. So I sort of thought that could be the basis of our intention and anything else you want to throw in for our sounding together. And so the idea is to do a group sounding so all it is just you're connecting in with all these intentions that we just said, and you don't have to sit there and think about it. It's just like those are the intentions, and then from that place, just go right into your body. Just really feel into your entire body, and just go right into the heart center. And you're just going to allow a sound, and you might find you're not used to making any sound. It may be really weird for you. So you could just choose a vowel sound. I would suggest using the heart vowel sound, which is ah, and you can just use ah to send out that intention. So basically the sound is the carrier wave of the intention. So we're going to be sounding that intention into the ethers, and that will just go on and on and on and on.
And
anything else, Katie?
Yeah, it just occurred to me because there are some very important group members who aren't able to make it today.
Well, it's for all of them. This includes everybody that's here or not here. This is our group. Whoever, some people haven't been able to be on the call. They're part of the group, even if they're not here. They're part of this intention. So they're included in the sound. It's all included. Yeah.
Wonderful. And I'm just thinking of them, Marina and Alex, and I don't know if anybody else missing. I think that's the group. Yeah, that we're all here other than that.
Great.
If I've forgotten anybody, I include them in retrospect. Okay.
So then probably the good way to begin is just going inside, and we can start with a hum and then allow anything to come out that expresses, like there's no, it doesn't have to sound good. It's not about sounding pretty or something. It's just about letting those sounds be the expression of this intention. So you can work with ah, or if there's any kind of sound, other sounds that want to come through, just allow it to come through. And if you feel, I don't know how it's going to go with this, you know, record, you know, how it's going to get probably pretty distorted, all of us sounding. So I don't know how you want to do that, Kate, if you want to all be, it'd be kind of cool to see what happens. So let's start. Everybody ready?
Yep.
Okay, good. So
Okay,
good. So you might want to stand for this. Just standing and really just feel your body as you're standing. Connect with the ground. Take a couple breaths, deep breaths into your belly. And breathe on the inhale, breathe right into the light in your cells and between your cells. And as you exhale, just send that, just release anything out. Just do a couple of those breaths, breathing into the light that's within you. Exhale, just releasing. And then we're going to move into your heart center. And you're just going to feel that intention that we have that was stated. And just any other intentions that you have around the gratitude that you feel, the moving forward from here, the launching, closing this beautiful container. It's closing. However, there's going to be something new that comes from this. So just knowing that that is happening. And just sounding into that, sounding into the prosperity of, and moving all our projects forward, and that they be, it just creates, just beautiful projects and beautiful gifts for the world. So from that place, just really connect in with that intention, and then you're just there, and then I want you to then just kind of let it go, and then just move into a humming sound, and then we'll move into an ah, and then anything else that wants to come through. And then when it feels like, you're just going to know when, just like anything, it just has its own natural ending. So just trusting that our sound, our gratitude song will end when it's the perfect moment. So just beginning with a humming, and we'll move from there. Thank you. So beautiful, everybody. Wow. That was awesome.
Thank you.
That sounded amazing. Wow. Good timing because there's drilling happening outside my room.
So
thank
wishing
you, Deborah.
You...
Thank you so much.
Deborah. Mm. Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh.
We want to hear much more of that.
Well, you guys are really giving me the juice to do something online, so it's, I don't know. Stay
well,
tuned.
Well, you had me in tears somewhere. Earlier this morning.
Oh.
Something came out.
Yeah. So, thank you very much, everybody, and, you know, both on the call and off the call for your wholehearted participation in this group and being just such a wonderful experience working with you all. And I look forward to all the possibilities that are coming up for you. And,
woohoo!
Yes. So, let's do. I was trying to think of a group something.
That's
yeah, let's
good.
Do a group woohoo, and then we'll kind of hang up after that.
Well,
sending love
real
to
quick.
Sheila and Marina and Alex, who weren't able to be on this call, but were such amazing participants too, and whose energy was very much part of this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone wish Leandra a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Leandra.
Wow, we should sing happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Birthday to you.
Happy
birthday to
you.
Happy
birthday,
Leandra.
Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
Yeehaw!
Okay, so now we'll do a group yeehaw, yo, whatever, yay. 1, 2, 3.
Woo!
Yay! Yay!
Woohoo!
Oh,